Hi everyone, thank you very much for having me here at the East Day podcast. Let me quickly introduce myself. I am Manu Novanasak, responsible for international and new business from Borussia Dortmund, currently based in Singapore. I've been involved in sports for the last 10 years in Asia. Before I will talk more about my journey, I was asking to give a short insight about the way of creating new businesses in COVID days. For us, it's more important than ever right now to be delivering creative and original content for fans and partners across Asia. We are tailoring our content specifically for each region in order to allow our fans to feel much more closer to the club and become more virtually actively involved. We see the approach as an opportunity to strengthen the community through our shared experience. Most have suffered the same isolation, they all miss our matches. So we have been working with our partners to explore creative ways of starting positive conversations amongst our online platforms, bringing our players closer to the fan base through virtual Q&A sessions that can bring some positive vibes to the people. Via our virtual fan event, we were able to incorporate our commercial partners in Asia through adverts, cross-platform promotions, jersey auctions and branded content as well in order to appease fans in Asia still connecting to the club. A creative way from our CSR team in Dortmund who conduct a fundraising campaign which was set up by our club to support Dortmund's local restaurants and bars. An online app was set with the bars, restaurants and also small shops that have lost almost all their revenue as a result of match days being cancelled, laid out in such a way that our fans could in virtual way stop at the shop and make purchase in the way of donation. That was a heartwarming initiative that just for the business owners who could generate some badly missing income but also strengthening the special bond that exists between the club and the city of Dortmund. It was really touched by how many people took part in the campaign and supported their favorite restaurant with a few euros. This is solidarity in action and this is an emotional bond that makes our club so strong, so valuable in these difficult times connect with the club. Football is obviously sports number one around the world. It's played, watched, written about, talked about as we do. But how are the cultural football business differences between Asia and Europe, federations, clubs, modern and traditional clubs? I experienced to work for different football institutions in Asia and Germany. And I went through pretty much in the last 10 years, moved jobs, countries. So let me share with you my journey and how I took myself in what I love to do. Growing up, I had always been deeply passionate about football, born in Cologne, Germany, dreams almost every young kid to become a professional football player. First inspiration, obviously, from my father when he played for the national team of Laos and in Belgium's second league. I spent my whole childhood in Germany's highest level in youth football to reach my goal. And it was catchy for sure. When I was between the ages of 14 to 18, I had to juggle between football and studies. Therefore, I did not overthink the pressure of being a professional footballer. And in the end, I never could reach the professional level in Germany. Instead, I juggled around amateur leagues, amateur clubs, took on other odd jobs such as delivering event flyers for necessary some pocket money to pay my bills. That was not a pleasure at all. Until then, my thoughts were never about to playing, working or studying abroad. The chance came suddenly in 2009 when I had the opportunity to play for the national team of Laos, which was an exceptional experience. I played for the national team of Laos and as well went to play in Thailand for the first division. But I saw how difficult it is in Asia to change into a job as a footballer after the active time. That's why I decided on my pathway very early on to quit my short career at the age of 24 to finish my studies in sports management in Germany. Right after my studies, I luckily received from the Lao Football Federation a fantastic job opportunity, and everything went very quickly. The step into the world in sports business management was the best decision of my life. I dreamed of finding a job in football, but I never saw it as a possibility, especially right after my graduation and right after my football career. I was sacrificing and courageous enough, leaving family and friends in Germany again. However, so I became the double role as the marketing director and assistant secretary general for the Lao Football Federation. Growing the football and building it from the scratch excited me the most, especially when you have the opportunity to develop the football in your mother country. Building up from the scratch excited me the most. Through my experience as a footballer in Laos as well in Thailand, I traveled around Asia to play matches, and I naturally got more interested in Asian football. After a couple of years, I learned fast and I see my potential. I show what I could do, and my passion for serving the country was my biggest motivation. And at the end, the president gave me the chance, besides my previous role, to appoint me as the CEO of the domestic league. It was a huge responsibility for such a young man as myself, and the pressure was high. And obviously, there were more enemies as well. However, just like a competition, a little bit of tension was overall good actually for the sleepy football community in Laos. The football structure in Laos has a lack of resources, so you were automatically responsible for almost anything and everything. Being resourceful was about using what you have right now to get where you need to be going. I was very thankful to gain the knowledge in different sectors in football development, especially when you were young. When you work in the football business industry, there are no office hours. You live 24 hours a day for your passion. The highlight was probably the results that we showed with the group that we had. We create new initiatives as club licensing, which is a crucial tool for football development, as well creating live football streaming platforms and the record revenue of sponsorship and media rights. Luckily that we played against the big guns such as Korea, Japan, China within a year, which brought us a lot of revenue. We had a great group of people within the federation, the networks and working groups with the AFC, the FIFA, top executives from the other football associations. And my engagement with Lagunes Sports as a freelancer for 4 years were very precious and worried for me. It was totally fine as a young guy, or even still now, to ask for help and outsource of having mentors around yourself to support your growth. What made me very proud was that I hired my brother from Germany for the association, and he's now making his career with FIFA. It was jam-packed and a lot of stuff happened all the time. I believe that everything should be by plan. If you plan well, if you think realistic, if you put your vision ahead in a new innovative way, I think the Lao Football Federation has a huge potential to develop itself as a strong football nation in Asia. The passion and the young talents are already there. After more than 4 years, I got a vision in my mind where I would like to be next. I could keep staying in my top role and enjoy the surrounding by heartwarming people in this beautiful country, or shall I move forward where I will have to gain more experience? I used my momentum moment to make my next decision, wrote down my goals and put together a plan which somehow looked like a career plan from a footballer side. I moved my new challenge from Laos back to Germany, to VfL Wolfsburg. If you compare that from the perspective in my vision of a young footballer, it would be like a transfer from a smaller club to a bigger club. So I took the inspiration and the vision in my head that I am a young football player who just moved to a big club and dreamed to play in the Champions League once a lifetime. My first impression when I arrived back to Germany at VfL Wolfsburg, the first team just secured their place in the Bundesliga next season after beating the neighbor Braunschweig in the relegation playoff. I was now part of the rebuilding process of the club. I arrived in a town of around 125,000 people. About half of the town workers have jobs directly linked to Volkswagen. The club's subsidiary of the automobile group VW is the pride of the city as they repositioned themselves to be the most modern football family in Europe, representing football from a broad holistic standpoint, from successful women's football to the first mover in esports. The infrastructure for players and as well for employees was absolutely world-class when you imagine you just came from Asia. For both the club and VW, the brand values was to raise brand awareness internationally and attract new customers, providing them knowledge transfers in modern club football to regions like China, the US and Mexico that matched my new role in international development of B2C. The resources we had and the corporate working culture were completely a new dimension for me. There were obviously disadvantages like too structured policy manuals that cover everything. Some people were obsessed with doing everything by the book or by the rules. Undoubtedly advantages as well as such as marketing budgets, best benefit packages for employees, training programs, of course, the offer of many cars. I gained more in-depth insights into the corporate football industry. How highly professional things were structured within the club was phenomenal. The club won the Bundesliga in the last decade. The likes of De Bruyne, Dzeko, Mandzukic, Draxler left all their footprints with VfL Wolfsburg. But the sustainability and the balance between tradition and commercialization were not really in place. After a while, when I traveled monthly for work to overseas, especially to Asia, I felt like home again. I learned from people in Asia who brought charisma to every meeting. They were able to do this and have fun was because they were just truly themselves. Doesn't mean they didn't have fears. They experienced this feeling in an open, positive way, which meant for us or for other people, we could also relax and feel comfortable. Essentially, that helped them to be more successful. Most people in Europe think the other part of the world is relatively stable, mechanic, linear, whereas people in Asia think it's always organic and changing. Europeans focus more on objects and people in isolation from their environment, where Asians focus on relationship between objects and the environment and people as a part of groups. I remember when we host a workshop for potential coaches to send them abroad. We had a clear schedule with intercultural seminars and so on. I was intentionally 2 to 3 times too late and left them for a few minutes outside the doors. Or we walk completely unnecessary 10 minutes from the dressing room to the very last pitch. With this intention or this action, I was able to observe the reaction of the coaches. And some of them went crazy, which indeed helped me the selection process. And at the end of the day, I made the right decision. I felt comfortable in Wolfsburg, but my desire for Asia was day to day enormous. So I had, as a young guy, when we come back to my vision, I moved within the Bundesliga from Wolfsburg to Borussia Dortmund. After almost 2 fruitful years, it couldn't be better than a transfer to a world club like Borussia Dortmund that has made a significant impact in Asia in recent years and has developed a reputation as one of the Europe's trendsetting clubs. My requirements profile matched precisely to the position of international and new business Moving to a big club means you have done something right in the last years. Dortmund is a club with rich history, honors, and owns one of the best youth academies in the world. Football crazy. The atmosphere with the highest average attendance in the world football. Over 800 employees, a massive club. I remember when I walked out from the player tunnel in Dortmund for the first time into the stadium. The smell of the pitch was so overpowering that sent me back to my childhood once again. A connection back to what football is all about, our love of the game. I moved back to Asia finally, take my role at the Borussia Dortmund office in Singapore under our current supervisor who knows the Asian market like no other. Together we develop strategies and action plans for Asia and Southeast Asia in particular. As the People's Club, creating relevant touch points for fans, partners in a friendly approach, free from financial takeovers that have come with the likes of the EPL clubs. Youth development is one of the key assets of our club, and we are delighted that we can leverage our knowledge with another Asian clubs and create opportunities to make steps forward. It is amazing how we thrive in Asia. Everyone likes Dortmund, the partners, the fans became friends. The region captured the diversity of the markets where difference in culture, religion, government can vary greatly. Doing business in Thailand is nothing like doing business in Vietnam, which is just 1 hour flight distance. Every country has its own challenges and opportunities, and that makes us accepting the challenges, running on ground for the club to grow and enhance internationally in the authentic way and down to earth. Unfortunately, I have experienced again and again in the last few years that some people or some business people from Europe coming to Asia acting like colonial masters to seek a feeling of superior, the arrogance behavior, and they just come and go and that's it. I learned that team and culture matter so much at work. Like the players in the team, the people in our organization have different talents and strengths, who are ambitious, supportive, and helpful teammates who are willing to push each other and go the extra mile for each other. It makes working for the club so much more fun and enjoyable. The last few years, it was very much about traveling around the world and embracing new cultures and realities. It has been a great opportunity to meet people with sharing the same passion, involved with long lunches, entertainment, clients. It sounds great, doesn't it? But it can be like a roller coaster. It is addictive and time flies so fast. To mind your time more with your family, so-called life-working balance. I always try to maintain the balance between the German and Asian business cultures. To stay authentic, to be my best self, and I am, however, proud of the journey I did so far, know that it has brought me to be where I am now. My deepest passion that inspired and contributing to the football world will always be a work progress. I will be always a lifelong learner who still has a lot of weaknesses, but to adding value to others through sharing what I have learned is my most inspiration. Growth takes commitment that requires a lot of efforts, action taken, risk, many challenges. I hope one day we can meet and discuss your journey as well.